Listen to this news. India reviews multi-layer paperboard imports from Indonesia. India's Directorate General of Trade Remedies, DGTR, operating under the Ministry of Commerce, has launched an anti-dumping investigation into multi-layer paperboard imports from Indonesia in response to concerns raised by domestic manufacturers, as reported by PTI. The Indian Paper Manufacturer Association, representing local producers, has submitted a formal request to the DGTR to initiate an anti-dumping investigation into the import of virgin multi-layer paperboard from Indonesia. The association claims that the domestic industry is struggling because of the low-priced imported goods. Virgin multi-layer paperboard is widely used in packaging applications across sectors like pharmaceuticals, FMCG, food and beverages, electronics, premium cosmetics, and liquor, as well as for book covers and publishing. As per DGTR's notice, the association has presented initial evidence suggesting that the domestic industry has been harmed by unfairly priced imports. The authority hereby initiates an anti-dumping investigation to determine the existence, degree, and effect of the dumping, it said. If the investigation confirms that dumped imports have disrupted domestic manufacturers, the DGTR may suggest imposing duties on such imports. The ultimate authority to enforce these duties lies with the Ministry of Finance. Countries initiate anti-dumping investigations to assess whether a rise in low-cost imports has adversely impacted local industries. When necessary, they levy duties within the framework of the Geneva-based World Trade Organization, WTO. The objective is to promote fair trade and ensure domestic producers can compete on equal footing with international suppliers. India and Indonesia are both members of the World Trade Organization, WTO. To curb the influx of low-priced goods, India has previously imposed anti-dumping duties on a range of products coming from nations such as China and Bangladesh. Trade World, Indonesia seeks U.S. trade deal with a proposed $34 billion investment pact.